We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's a block, 10, 5, daylight, end zone, bang, touchdown UCLA.
We are the Mighty Bruins.
That's another 100-yard game, and that's a UCLA lead.
Welcome to L.A. Live from Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plateau inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Well, we were wondering how the Bruins would respond after that second half offensive explosion against Washington State. Would it carry over the following week? The Bruins relapsed, and they had a tough go it again, putting points on the board in a 20-17 loss to the Wildcats. But you know what? I read something about the positive power of positive thinking, if I can speak correctly, and I believe that's the vibe that we should have, the power of positive thinking. And welcome to the Bruin Insider Show with Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley. Think of us as the triple option, if you will. And what a game over the weekend. UCLA, they finished off what was a heart crushing loss, despite the fact that it was so close down the stretch. We're going to discuss a lot of areas where this team can improve, some conclusions that we made from the game, the emergence of Austin Burton, perhaps the need that he might be the starting quarterback, cleaning up the pass defense, Dimitri Felton, how can we use him more in the offense, and Oregon State. And yeah, they are a bit similar to what the Bruins do.
I think this game was more disappointing than the other ones just because it was so ripe for the taking. You're coming off that second half, really the last 20 minutes, outpouring of offense, and you're thinking, okay, we have found some things to build upon and use and go forward with, and it just wasn't there. And then you add in the fact that Arizona doesn't have their two best offensive players in Khalil Tate and J.J. Taylor. That game was there for UCLA, and they just couldn't make it happen.
Coming up on the other side, Wayne Cook will join us under center to sort out what happened in that UCLA-Arizona game. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, is sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, home to huge savings on phenomenal crossovers, like the completely redesigned Chevy Equinox, with more than enough space and comfort for you and your passengers, plus the versatility to bring just about anything you need on your next adventure. From style and technology to performance and safety, Equinox offers the complete package and an incredible deal. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
And welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook will join us in just a second. But we came into last weekend, guys, wondering how this offense for UCLA was going to look after that downpour, 50 points they put on Washington State. Against Arizona, it was more of a famine. And the Bruins, again, issues with first half scoring. And they have never in their five games this year had more points in the first half than the second half. They had 7 in the first half against Arizona. The Wildcats winning that game 20-17, and the Wildcats were without two of their best offensive players, Khalil Tate, their quarterback, running back J.J. Taylor, both injured. And so execution, better fundamentals, that's what the Bruin coaching staff is saying when they look back at this game. But as we bring in Wayne, first of all, Wayne, welcome back to the program. You were there at this game. You were on the field watching how this one transpired. And what is stopping this team from a semblance of consistency? Like, they get some success like they did against Washington State, and then kind of building off of that instead of having a step backwards.
You know, I don't know. This is what I know. If I'm a player on that team, and I know this is the way they feel, they know that they lost a game they should have won. I mean, UCLA had advantages. Khalil Tate didn't play. I don't think they really – I mean, J.J. Taylor's great and everything, but I thought their running game was pretty good and pretty explosive anyway. You know, but they still only scored 20 points, you know, and UCLA had every opportunity. And I guess to get back to your question, they are inconsistent. I mean, shoot. I mean, I was talking, and Coach Kelly told me this after the game. It was weird. We were talking about how this receiving core is a group that catches the ball. And for whatever reason, man, they had so many drops. I mean, Asiasi dropped several. And part of his problem was not coming back to the ball. He kind of waited on it, and defenders got their hands in there. The dropped post by Jalen Irwin. And listen, you guys, when we say names and of players that make mistakes, listen, everybody that's ever played the game of football has made mistakes. But when you're struggling to win and coaches talk about execution and consistency, when you're struggling to win – You can't afford that. You just can't afford to make that many mistakes in one game. And they still had a chance to kick a field goal at the end to tie it. But in my opinion, just from the beginning of the game, you know, I'm like, if we just do what we're supposed to do, this is a game we should win. And then we just kept making mistake after mistake after mistake, and it just kills your rhythm. And it's just something that, you know, there's only so much longer that the young thing's gonna work. This team's got to figure out a way to start making plays, and they've got to do it quick, because this losing thing gets really old really fast. And I know the players on this team want to win. We saw it after the Washington State game, how excited they were, how much fun they were having. They've got to want that feeling again so bad that they work, you know, as hard as they can possibly imagine and try and get back there again.
Well, more to your point, Wayne, I look at the beginning of that game at, you know, it was just there for them to be up 14, 17, maybe even 21-0 in that first half, have another great first series, get up 7-0, and then they follow that up, turning it over on fourth down, which I don't have a problem with going with there. They didn't get it. DTR throws a pick, and then a three and out after that. You know, they easily could have been up by a couple scores just like that out of the gate, going up against a true freshman quarterback who looked deer in the headlights right there at the start. But on the other side, of course, that deer in the headlights look from Grant Gunnell, you know, that was not there as the game went along. And this is something that our friend Matt Stevens pointed out on the broadcast with the pass defense, is they're playing a lot of man-to-man, but they're not up on guys on the line of scrimmage. You know, what are you seeing in the pass defense here that allows a true freshman quarterback to going looking scared at the beginning of the game to looking comfortable and calm by the end of it?
Well, hopefully if you're recruited to play college football, you get kind of used to the game. Otherwise, you can't play. I don't think that he was put in a difficult situation to make plays. I mean, he didn't have a great game by any stretch of the imagination. They scored 20 points. And, you know, against the defense, and let's be honest, that's really struggled this year. So, you know, for quarterbacks to go out and see guys that are wide open and clear lanes and just be able to play catch, it makes your life a lot easier. And we know, we've talked about UCLA's pass rush has struggled. And then when you mix that up with a secondary that has been, you know, somewhat loose in coverage, I thought he had opportunities to complete passes. And I think that, you know, we're making it too easy. And it's one of those things that, you know, we love, you know, people love offense, but, you know, UCLA's defense. And if you look at the final numbers, though, 20 points is only 20 points. You have to win a game when you hold them. And in today's college football, as bad as the numbers were, 20 points is still good. So I guess at the end of the day, the fact that they only gave up 20, but to get back to your point, though, I just think the picture is too easy for a young, inexperienced quarterback to just be able to throw the ball and play catch the way that he did.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with former quarterback of the Bruins, Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and kind of piggybacking off that point, Wayne, from the perspective that the Bruins all week coming into this Arizona game thought that they were going to go against Khalil Tate. And the Wildcats did a pretty good job of keeping this a secret until maybe, I think Chip Kelly said 15 or so minutes before kickoff, it was announced that Khalil Tate was not going to play because of an injury. And so here comes Grant Gunnell out there, a completely different quarterback, one who's more of a pocket passer and not so much the dual threat guy as Khalil Tate. And so I can't imagine what you would have to do game plan wise to change things up based on the quarterback going in and out in that 15 minute period. It's kind of like going, you know, to a speed dating session when you have only 15 minutes to get to know the person. I mean, it's got to be hard because you have that original game plan and then it's kind of thrown for a loop.
Both these guys have been playing football their whole lives. Most of these guys start playing football when they're like in fifth or sixth grade. You play running quarterbacks. You play there's certain things you play, and I get it. I mean, I'm not going to belittle game plans and how difficult they are, but they just played Gordon for Washington State, who's not really a runner. He runs a spread offense and they run the air raid or whatever, and he sits back and he's kind of a mobile. He's a quarterback that's kind of back in the pocket throwing the ball around, and they've already played Jalen Hurts, who can run and more like a they would have seen when if they would have faced Khalil Tate. So, you listen, you know, I'm not going to spin it, and I don't think the coaches are spinning it either. They have to get better. The team has to get better. I believe in this coaching staff. I believe there is talent on this team. They have to find a way to gear up and play to win. And this is what's so crazy about it. As much as I would like to say that this UCLA team should have beat that team by a couple touchdowns, they still had a chance to tie the game late. I mean, it was just when things are going bad, you miss it. I guarantee you that Molson would have made that kick. If he'd had it 15 more times, he'd have made it every time. But when you're losing and you're struggling to find wins, it adds that much more pressure to everything you're trying to do. And they fought to stay in the game, to have a chance. I thought, you know, Austin Burton came in when Dorian got hurt, and he threw some really nice balls, and one that was dropped by Jalen Irwin that would have been a huge play and led the team down the field to a field goal that would have most likely led to overtime. To be honest with you, I don't know what would have happened in overtime, but I would have liked to have seen what would have happened in overtime. So, you know, there's people out here that can play, and they just have to start doing it. They have to start executing the way they're taught. They have to start doing what they've been practicing and they can't be inconsistent. I mean, think about how many times, you guys, it's either third down for UCLA or even fourth down and very, very short, and UCLA does not get it. Or the other team has third down and eight, and they get it. I mean, it's so frustrating to watch. You know, you play well for two downs, and then on the third down, either offensively or defensively, you find a way to kind of mess it up. Players have to start stepping up and making plays. And once they do, I believe that gets contagious too. The bad plays are contagious, but good plays can be contagious too. We saw that for a quarter and a half against Washington State, how it can be contagious. We just haven't been able to find it again.
Well, we've got lots more to get into here with Wayne Cook. We're going to talk about Oregon State coming up in just a little bit. But next, wanted to get into more of the nuts and bolts of the team, including what's going to happen at quarterback this week. Dorian Thompson-Robinson has not practiced to this point so far. Austin Burton, presumably the starter at this point, but we still got a few days before we get to Saturday. So we'll go over all that with Wayne next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com. Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free.
Champions are made on the UCLA gridiron, and you too can be part of a winning team at San Manuel Casino. This October, San Manuel Casino is giving away a 2019 GMC Sierra Denali and a Can-Am Spyder F3 Limited every Thursday. That's right. Both of these vehicles will go to one lucky winner each week. To enter, use your club Serrano card at your favorite slot machines or table games for your chance to win. San Manuel Casino. All thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons, and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the Chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for 4 people to join the Chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Today's show is brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. Get behind the wheel today at your Southern California Chevy dealer and see for yourself why Chevrolet keeps bringing home award after award. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. It appears, guys, unless something drastic happens, that Austin Burton is going to get the start at quarterback for the Bruins this Saturday when they open up Pac-12 play, the home side of things for UCLA against Oregon State. And this was a guy who came in third quarter against Arizona, and for the injured Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR has not been a full participant at practice these first couple days of this week. And again, maybe he comes back. We're not totally sure. Chip Kelly did say that it's not a long-term injury. It's a leg injury that Chip mentioned it being. But if things hold up the way they are, Austin Burton will get the starting nod. And here's a guy who came in and played really well, I thought, in the small sample size that he got. Against Arizona, he led a 70-yard drive at the end of the game that led to the J.J. Molson missed field goal, but that would have tied things and perhaps taken us to overtime. He looked in command. He looked in just so comfortable. And when he was asked on Monday about potentially starting this weekend, he said, look, I practice every day like I'm a starter. And so no wonder he seemed so at ease at the position and showed some really nice accuracy. Wayne Cook joins us again. And Wayne, if Burton does get the start, what's different about his game than the way Dorian Thompson-Robinson plays?
Well, it's a lot different, actually. And so let's just break this all down, because I agree with you first. I think that when Austin Burton came into the game, he looked composed. You know, he's not a real hyper kid on the sidelines anyway as a backup. And when he got the nod that he was going to go in, I was excited for him, like, as the point, like, dude, find a receiver and start throwing the ball a little bit. But he realized that there was only a little bit of time until the quarter. So he waited, and then when quarter came, he went out on the field and actually threw. And I was like, okay, this guy he's already looking at the clock. He's aware of what's going on, which was, to me, impressive, because usually when a backup quarterback gets the, like, hey, you're going in, their heart rate jumps real fast and they start kind of not thinking clearly. And so he went in very composed, and he throws a nice ball, you guys. We've seen him in a couple of spring games where he throws a nice ball, but here's where I'll make some comparisons. Just think back to last year with Wilton Spate and the difference between Wilton Spate and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. You know, one is more going to be in the pocket, only going to run if he has to, and is looking to get the ball out quickly and make good reads. I thought I saw that from Austin Burton. Now, where that comparison ends, though, is right there, because Austin Burton has way less experience than Wilton Spate did. You know, Wilton Spate had played a lot of big-time football. This is going to be the first time, if he does play, and remember, there's still several days left, that he's going to have to sit and think about, hey, I might start this week. A lot of times when you're just thrown into a game, you don't have too much time to think about it. And so, you know, it'll be different. And so, but I am impressed. I think he showed up at, like I said, the spring games. I thought he played really, really well. He gave his team a chance to win. And you know, who knows what happens if that post was actually caught. And again, I'm not putting the whole game on Irwin, because he's been real good this year. But very impressed with his poise. He's not going to give you that threat with his legs, although he's more mobile than I think people think. And but I think what you could see is a more catchable ball. And when I say that, Dorian's ball is catchable too. But we all know he has a cannon. Austin Burton does not have that cannon. He has a good arm, but he doesn't have that ridiculous, you know, fastball. And so it might be a little bit easier for the guys to catch. I also liked the touch on that post. I liked the way he put it up and threw it into space. That's something impressive also. So he's different, but you know, we only have a very small sample size right now. But I thought he definitely passed his first test.
Yeah, I feel like when you see a young quarterback in – he's got the poise. He's calm when he gets into the game. That's, you feel like everything else can potentially fall into place, right, Wayne? But if he's got the mental side of things, and not only did we see it on the field, but also just him talking to the media. You brought up a quote, Brian. He seems like he has a good head on his shoulders, and he's starting from a good place.
So, again, here's the deal. We just need quarterbacks impact games. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if it's Dorian with his legs, or, you know, how good he was throwing the ball in the second half of the Washington State games. I don't care. But you can also impact games by throwing interceptions and making bad reads and taking bad sacks. And, you know, we've seen improvement from Dorian, you know, each game. And there's a lot of people on this team that can share the blame and the record But, you know, right now, if I'm Austin Burton, I'm kind of thinking along the lines of that this might be my shot. I've worked my butt off. I know this offense. I've been patient. There are plays to be had. I mean, we've talked about it before on the we've seen Kyle Phillips, Matt Stevens, and I on crossing routes open all year. We've seen plays that if the ball comes out on time, and by the way, a lot of this includes an offensive line giving the quarterback time to get the passes off, because sometimes that's been a factor too. We've seen plays that have been there, and it's like I said, sometimes we hit them, sometimes we don't. That's been the inconsistency. What I want to see, again, if Austin gets the chance or if Dorian's healthy, is better reading of the defense and getting the ball to the right guy. Because I personally think that's what made Wilton Spate the better quarterback last year, and the reason why we looked so good down the stretch is we had the trigger man making the right decisions. And we should add into the mix that we finally are starting to see what we had in Joshua Kelly last year. We had a running back go for 127 yards, which to me, you know, I would say if Joshua Kelly's going to get 127, we're going to win that game. So that just tells me that our passing game kind of let us down, especially when we only score 17 points. When you have a running back that's that good and they're putting that many guys in the box to stop him, by the way, which they were, you have to be able to throw the ball better. And that's something that we're still trying to figure out.
What I love about Austin and Dorian is that they are cheerleaders for one another. They're very supportive of each other, despite the fact they're in the throes of competition, battling it out for the starting job. No matter who's in or who's out, they are helping each other. And I think that's really cool, because sometimes egos can get in the way, distractions can affect the team. Also, we've spent a lot of time talking about Austin Burton. I will say that his family is from the Massachusetts area, and they are actually family friends with Tom Brady. And so growing up, Austin got involved in passing clinics with Tom Brady and got to get a lot of great advice from him. And one thing that his dad, Austin's dad, told me about what Tom told Austin was that Brady said to Austin, don't count your reps, make the reps count. And if that doesn't make all the sense in the world right now for Austin, this is his time. Is he going to take it and do everything he can to solidify himself as the guy? I mean, right, Wayne? I mean, this is his opportunity, and he has to maximize it if you're in his shoes.
Yeah, he's funny, too, because he's tall and skinny. You know, I'm curious. You know, the famous picture of Tom Brady at the Combine where he basically looks like a regular dude. You know, he's just tall, skinny, not real muscular. You know, Tom Brady probably looks better now than he did. How many people look better at, you know, 40, whatever he is, compared to when they were like 20-something? You know, not very many, but Tom's done
that. It's that pliability.
Exactly. But Austin is he's pretty skinny and lean. And I've always said this, and I will believe this forever. There have been a ton of big-arm quarterbacks that – and by the way, I'm not putting down Austin Burton's arm. His arm is plenty strong enough. But there have been a lot of really, really strong arm guys that have failed in the NFL or in college, because a lot of times what they do is they wait and then they try to use their big arm and throw it as hard as they can. And you see it all the time. These real big, athletic, strong arm guys, and they never really materialize as NFL players because they don't know how to anticipate. They don't throw the ball on time. They don't read defenses good enough. So if you're Austin Burton, here's how you win. And again, none of this is a negative towards Dorian Thompson-Robinson. We're just talking because he's hurt right now. Austin needs to be the smarter quarterback. He needs to be the ones that reads the defenses better. He needs to be the anticipation quarterback. He threw an out in the game that probably seemed like it was a very simple play, but we haven't seen very many 10-yard outs completed this year. It was just a simple throw where he hit his plant foot, got it out on time. I believe it was Kyle Phillips that caught it, and it was just a simple play. Those plays have been there all year, though. There's a lot of man-for-man on the outside, and plays like that are available. At one point in time, I kind of made the comment that the passing tree, which basically means any passing route, is open right now because everybody's in the box. And at that point in time, Chad Cota, who I was talking about, was just out on an island by himself with a receiver and a DB that was playing way off of him. And all that means is run it out, run a hitch, run a curl, and you should be able to complete that. Austin needs to be the more, like, I'm going to make the right decisions. I'm going to make the right reads. I'm going to avoid negative plays, and I'm going to be accurate, and I'm going to throw a catchable ball. And if he can do that, it could actually, have a huge impact on this offense, because that's something that we need, consistency at this point.
Well, really curious to see what the rest of the week, how it unfolds, and who we see start that game come Saturday night. We're going to take a break, but we've got lots more to talk about. Demetric Felton, only 8 touches in that game. What about the offensive line? Duke Clemens getting a lot of reps at left guard. What do we think of that? And on the defensive side, obviously some work to do there, but linebacking play looking a little bit better. We'll get into those things with Wayne next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Visit Platea, the Luskin Conference Center's Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge, before or after the game. Platea features specialty cocktails, craft beers from local breweries, and an extensive wine list. Check out PlateaUCLA.com for more information. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley with you. Demetric Felton currently, guys, leads the Pac-12 in all-purpose yardage, but he was lightly used last weekend against Arizona, which had Bruin Nation all worried, like, what is going on? Is there an injury? Why aren't we using him? Because he's arguably, and I know Wayne has mentioned this, he's like the MVP of the offense. And Chip Kelly, of course, was bombarded with questions about the lack of using Feld. And he said, look, Arizona played a lot more zone. They didn't play a lot of man coverage and certain play calls. They favored Joshua Kelly getting the starting nod as far as more reps at the running back position. And then Kelly said that this is a one-back offense. Wayne, I know you mentioned this in the postgame show about Demetric Felton. And I know Kelly's got strong reasoning for his perspective. But can't Joshua Kelly and Demetric Felton, the best playmakers out there, can't they work symbiotically out there at the same time?
Oh, my gosh. This is such a loaded question, and I actually feel a little bit guilty about this because, I'm a Demetric Felton fan. I just think he's been such a hard worker. I think he's been so explosive. But I'm also a huge Joshua Kelly fan. And Joshua Kelly, and I'm going to say this, when they're both – if you're going to give a guy 20-something carries in a game, it's probably going to be Joshua Kelly, you guys. And so this is tricky. Now, here's the other problem. Dimitrik's position is also Kyle Phillips' position, and Kyle Phillips is a really good receiver. I think he's just scratching the surface of how special he can be. So here's our dilemma. The two positions that Dimitrik Felton plays, and the reason why he had so many reps early in the year is because we had Joshua Kelly either hurt or limited on a pitch count. And so he was getting to play a lot of different positions. So now what do you do as a coaching staff? Because let's be honest, most of our four receiver sets include a tight end. There's one back, there's a tight end, there's a slot receiver in Phillips, and then you have Kota and Jalen Irwin. And so now you have an extra guy. The problem is your extra guy is your leading receiver and your second leading rusher. And your overall leader in yards. He also has three receiving touchdowns, and you know, he's just done so many things. So are there ways to remedy this? It's easier said than done, you guys. I'm not in the offensive meetings, but you can take the tight end out and have two back sets, you know, where you don't have a tight end in. You could also run a four receiver set where you put two slots out there in Felton and Phillips and you don't have tight ends in as well. Now, that may affect your running game, but it doesn't have to, because when you do that, what the defense is forced to do, and I grew up and we played tight ends when I played, but we also played three and four receiver sets, and we're in shotgun a lot with no tight end, and it makes it really easy. If there's six in the box, a lot of times I'd check to run plays, and if there was seven in the box, I would throw the ball. And so there are ways to do it. The problem is that's not necessarily what they've been practicing the whole time. So I think they'll be creative. I don't think the object was to not have Dimitrik Felton involved. And trust me, those coaches know that he's explosive. But remember, the running back that got more carries, again, had 127 yards. So I would say that's not the reason we lost the game. I still think the reason, and I know we're going to go here in a second. And again, I'm agreeing that I want Dimitrik to get some touches and to get more involved, but they're going to have to be creative in how they do that to get all their good athletes on the field. The issue right now, in my opinion, has been the consistency of the offensive line. And again, it's been the inconsistency at quarterback. And if those two things start getting better, I think you'll see a more explosive offense.
And against Washington State, we saw a game that demanded more throwing, and perhaps Dimitrik Felton is a guy that lends himself more than Joshua Kelly to catching out of the backfield, getting him in space.
Yeah, but hold on, Nick. Nick, just real quickly, I don't mean to interrupt, but Joshua Kelly's a really good receiver too.
So this is
the dilemma, and I really think everybody needs to grasp this. And I know that there are some good players, and Dimitrik just happens to play the same position as both those guys, Phillips and Joshua Kelly. So right now, it's going to be. There's got to be some creativity and figuring out ways. Mm-hmm. And some of that, see, most of us don't see everything. Some of that comes down to, as Coach Kelly pointed out, the type of defense that they were facing. So maybe you don't get to do some of the things that you might do in another game. Like, we might go a week from now and we'll see Oregon State and Felton gets 20 touches. You see what I'm getting at? Like, sometimes for a player like him, and he's kind of a specialist, you know, he's not an every down back. And he's a slot receiver, but there's going to be opportunities, trust me, going forward for him to get more touches, and I fully expect it.
You know what they call high school recruits, those athletes. You know, they don't have a
exactly.
position. They're just athletes.
Exactly.
But looking at the offensive line, as you did allude to, saw a lot more of Duke Clemons in that game, him and Alec Anderson both getting reps at left guard. Duke Clemons weighing just 273 pounds, by the way, we found out, but
yep.
I felt like we started to see a step in the right direction there. I felt like Joshua Kelly had 127 yards. He could have had a lot more. There were holes there, and linebackers for Arizona were just able to get an arm in there and trip him up. They were able to create running lanes, and as that running game continues to get going, receivers catch more passes. Perhaps that just loosens everything up defensively. I felt like there were steps in the right direction. Did you see that?
Yeah, I do. And again, I really want Joshua Kelly to be the 100-yard back that he is. And he had, you said it, there were some ankle tackles. And I guarantee you when he watches the film, you know, he's going to say, man, I got to get my feet up. I got to pick my feet up. Because, you know, it's obviously running backs don't high step all the time. But he knows that he shouldn't, a big back like him shouldn't go down with ankle tackles. And he had a couple where he got tripped up. So I think he'll focus on that, work on it. But he still had a great game. And you have to give the offensive line some credit for that. And so what you're getting at is something that's really tricky. And Matt Stevens and I go back and forth all the time, and I think I even got frustrated because, you know, the passing game can open up the run game, and the run game can open up the pass game. They kind of work together. And at some point, Matt and I were going back and forth on who is, like, which does what. And I said, who cares? They both help each other. And I was just kind of making the point that, like, if they're going to blitz like we faced all year and have people coming after us and putting too many people in the box, we have to be able to throw the ball. I've said this 1,000 times that when you're a receiver and a quarterback and you see man-for-man coverage because they're bringing people, you're licking your chops. You have to win. You absolutely have to win. I don't care. And if you start winning, then you start dictating what the defense plays. The UCLA offense has not at this point been good enough to dictate what the other defenses are playing. They're just coming out trying to stop the run, and we haven't been good enough passing the ball. And then when we get third and long, now you've got, you know, you're going to throw, and then they drop back into coverage. And when that happens, it makes it really hard on quarterbacks to look good because they drop back into coverage. So right now, the consistency on offense is really kind of allowing the defenses to dictate. But it's close. There's things that are happening that are close. It's just been too inconsistent.
And Wayne, that is exactly. I actually ran into Joshua Kelly on campus today, and he said, "We are so close. Just wait. Just watch. We're so close." And he had a great game on the ground against Arizona. And then you hear what he says at practice. And here, how often do you find a guy so talented, but at the same time so humble? He said that he felt his 127 yards on the ground on 27 carries that he really stunk out there against Arizona. He said the loss was on him. And I got to tell you guys, underneath that big smile is a man who is so driven competitively and wants to win so badly. And he said, just watch out for this Saturday. Some good things are waiting to happen. And speaking of Saturday, it's Oregon State coming to town. Wayne, Nick, and I will break down this upcoming matchup. Next, you're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Top five must-haves for tailgating. One, meat. Two, more meat. Three, lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. 4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
"60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We welcome you back inside Platea at the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Wayne Cook. And the Beavers are coming to Pasadena on Saturday. It's a 6 o'clock kick. The pregame with Wayne and the guys will get you going at about 4:30. And as we look at Oregon State, everyone that follows this team closely has noticed improvements here in the second year under Jonathan Smith. Just 1-3 overall, the lone win coming against Cal Poly, but narrow losses by 3 against both Hawaii and last weekend against Stanford. And the problem for them has been their offensive inconsistency as well. They've been able to do it for halves, but not a full game. They put up nothing in the second half against Hawaii after 28 in the first half, and they flipped that against Stanford. Nothing in the first half against the Cardinals. Stormed back to tie the game at 28 before falling on a last-second field goal on Saturday. And, Wayne, we haven't talked a lot about the Bruin defense here tonight, but they're going to have a tough test. Jake Luton, he's healthy for the first time in a while. Jamar Jefferson, the SoCal guy from Harbor City, went to Narbonne. He's been hurt. But Artavis Pierce has been outstanding out of the backfield in his place. And, of course, Isaiah Hodges, a very talented receiver. And so this UCLA defense likely to have its hands full again.
It just feels like it's a similar game. You know, very good offense. And again, like you said, it's been inconsistent. But I still, they're sitting at like 22nd in the nation right now overall. But near the 100 mark on defense. I mean, this team is they fought hard and came back and almost got Stanford. This is a team that's improving. You know, UCLA, you know, I went in before the Arizona game, and I don't like to look ahead, but I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for UCLA to get 2 wins against Arizona and Oregon State. But I also know what I know about the Pac-12. Everybody's good. Everybody can play. And, you know, we know that because UCLA beat Washington State. And it's like anything can happen. People think they know what's going to happen in this conference, and they don't. The defense has to figure out a way to keep improving, to not get frustrated, to believe in what they're supposed to be doing. You know, because a lot of times, I mean, I guarantee you it's not being coached to give people, you know, to let receivers be wide open. That's not a part of any coach's game plan. So the guys have to start buying in, because as we've seen, they can make enough plays. It's just, again, it's kind of like the offense. They've been inconsistent. And so I kind of want everybody to own it like Joshua Kelly did, like Brian was talking about before we went to break, is that we just need players to realize, like, listen, all of us are going to make mistakes. And if everybody just say, listen, for every man on this defense, we have to make plays. We have to do our thing. We have to do our responsibility, because the way football works is if one or two guys doesn't do what they're supposed to do, a good team will take advantage of that. And I guarantee you, this Oregon State team, they don't want to lose. They've been losing for a long time. And they're fighting their butts off to try and get wins. And the one side of the ball that they've really improved on a ton is their offense. Their offense is really starting to get better, and so the defense has to find a way to step up, and they're going to be needed. But at the same time, you know, we talk about the defense. They didn't have a great game against Arizona, but I still look at the scoreboard. They only scored 20 points. I would say if UCLA could hold everybody to 20 points, their offense ought to be able to find a way to get more than that. And so, you know, the defense doesn't have to be perfect, but they do all have to play better.
Evidence of that offense for Oregon State getting better, and this is a wacky stat, guys. They are tied first nationally in the least amount of turnovers. One turnover this season. That is it for Oregon State, a team that is 1-3. Oregon State, Iowa are the only FBS teams to finish September with one turnover. So that is something that doesn't quite make sense, a bit perplexing. And then the Beavers rank fourth in the country in third down conversions. They are the only team not involved in the top 40 in the country who have a losing record and are in that high level of status as far as high conversion rate for third downs. And they've got this really interesting thing too. They've got this turnover chainsaw. You know, everybody's got something like a prop, and this thing, it doesn't actually go. Like, it's not going to hurt somebody, but it's just kind of tacky. I think that's kind of weird. And then, Wayne and Nick, how about this? So their kicker is having some struggles. I was looking up how to pronounce his name, and there was an article that said his last name is Shoe Care, not Choke Air. If his name was pronounced Choke Air and he's a kicker, I would feel so sorry for this guy. But is Choke Air, right? So easy to make a mistake there. But he's just 2 for 5. He missed 2 field goals against Stanford. One was blocked. And so if it comes down to a field goal or something like that, not a lot of confidence in that guy.
Well, on either side. Those numbers sound very
yeah.
familiar. Let me go back to what you were saying about Jake Luton. 9 touchdowns, no interceptions. Third downs, really, really good. Those are 2 things right off the bat. You're not turning the ball over and you're good on third down. I would say that that is like 2 of the top priorities for any offense. I mean, that is putting yourself in a situation to win, which lets you know right off the bat that the defense has really let this team down. Because those are stats that are winning team stats. And so right off the bat, this is going to be a definite challenge. You know, it's funny because there were some fun things, and we didn't talk about this about the defense, but I enjoyed watching Anderson play linebacker. I thought he did a great job. And I also thought that Pitts also got some moments to play and did a great job. And one of the things I watch as the season progresses is – you know, there are players that are getting opportunities to play, whether it be because of injuries or whatever. And when they flash on film, you know, and again, we notice when they do things good, we don't always see what they do bad, but the coaches do. And it'll be interesting to see as the season progresses, you know, who's, you know, going to get opportunities to get more playing time as they try to figure this thing out going forward. Because as has been pointed out a million times, this is a very young team. But that means that you don't just get the job. It's not like you just get a job and you get to keep it for the next 3 or 4 years. You know, you have to keep fighting for it. And so when other guys get a chance to play, they're fighting for a chance to play as well.
Well, Wayne, we appreciate your time. We're very excited for Saturday. If the UCLA offense can start putting some things together, we might be in for a bit of a shootout at the Rose Bowl.
You know what? We thought it was going to be a basketball score last week, and it turned into to kind of an ugly, sloppy game. So I'll take anything that involves a win at the end, and I think that's what this team needs. They need to experience those wins, and then we'll build from there.
Well, Wayne Cook, we appreciate the time as always. You can catch Wayne on the pregame show and through the broadcast, the pregame beginning at 4:30 and kick coming shortly after 6 o'clock. Well, coming up next, we got to look at the other sports going on here on campus, men's soccer, women's soccer, women's volleyball, men's water polo, all in action, all playing well at the moment. So we'll touch on those and we'll circle back around to football before we close up. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, the place to go for unbeatable deals on Chevy trucks, like the best-selling full-size pickup in LA, Chevy Silverado. With extraordinary power and capability to handle everything you need to accomplish, or the midsize pickup that does it all, Chevy Colorado. It's the perfect balance between work and play. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com. Call 844-55-CHEVY for details.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a 3-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Located right next to campus, the new UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is the perfect destination for Bruin fans. Stay with us before the big game and take the UCLA route or bus straight to the Rose Bowl without the hassle of driving and parking. Check out lcc.ucla.edu for more information. Nick Cope, Brian Finley with you. Big thanks to Wayne Cook for hopping on and talking Bruin football. But you can't say UCLA men's soccer without Nick Cope. Nick, you are the voice of the men's soccer team. And as we do sort of a short roundup of how the Olympic sports are doing right now, men's soccer has a game tonight. What have you seen from them so far in their development?
They've been a really interesting team because they have a first-year head coach in Ryan Jordan. They brought in a ton of new players. I think it's 11 of the 25 on this roster are brand new. And they've had the toughest schedule in the nation to this point. Has some big wins. They knocked off the defending champs Maryland a couple weeks ago. And now playing some really strong defensive teams from the Big West. They played to a tie against UC Irvine last Thursday. Tonight taking on UC Riverside, who won the Big West last year and is another very good defensive team. So it's been really interesting to see how this team has kind of evolved and come together. And they're in the middle of an 8-game homestand, so plenty of opportunities to come out and see them. They're going to be home almost the entirety of October.
Women's volleyball starting to make some noise. They had a couple home matches last week. USC came to town. Successful for the Bruins, that other team in Los Angeles that I even don't even bear to mention their name. But we had Macy on.
Mac May.
Yeah. And so she was outstanding. It seems like the offense runs through her.
Yeah, her and Savvy Simo are just the two that are so dominant offensively. And what was nice that you had that emotional high against USC last week, and then you follow that up and you just dominated Arizona State. I mean, the Bruins left no doubt in that match. And someone else I wanted to point out from this team, we talked about the middles last week needing to be more involved. Emily Ryan really stepped up, had her best game of the year against USC, 10 kills and 7 blocks. That was huge for the Bruins.
Big time play from the women's volleyball team. Football has a big time matchup. We are going to circle back and talk some gridiron when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Champions are made on the UCLA gridiron, and you too can be part of a winning team at San Manuel Casino. This October, San Manuel Casino is giving away a 2019 GMC Sierra Denali and a Can-Am Spyder F3 Limited every Thursday. That's right. Both of these vehicles will go to one lucky winner each week. To enter, use your club Serrano card at your favorite slot machines or table games for your chance to win. San Manuel Casino. All thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
We welcome you back to the Bruin Insider Show from Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center here on the UCLA campus. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. And you've got plenty going on this weekend. You've got women's volleyball back home again. They're going to take on Washington State on Friday night at 6. They will also host UW on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a Husky team that just beat Stanford in Maples over the weekend. So that's going to be a big match coming up in Pauley on Sunday. Water polo knocked off the number one team in the country, UC Santa Barbara, last weekend. They will be at home against Long Beach State on Friday night at Speaker at 7 o'clock. You've also got men's soccer continuing Pac-12 play on Sunday at 5 p.m. at Wallace Annenberg Stadium. And, of course, football will be hosting the Beavers on Saturday at 6 o'clock back at the Rose Bowl for the first time in 3 weeks.
Jonathan Smith, we all know a John Smith in our lives, but the Jonathan Smith, the head coach for Oregon State, he is from Pasadena. So this is a homecoming for him. There are three Bruins from Oregon, Chase Cota,
Osa Odighizuwa, Zach Hufstutter. I do want to bring up what Jalen Irwin said at practice today. You remember that drop that he had from Austin Burton? He said he could not sleep for 2 days, and he said, I got to do better. Wherever the ball is thrown, if it's behind me, if it's high, I've got to reel it in. And I just felt his confidence oozing, and I expect him to have a breakout game against the Beavers.
Jalen Irwin's just a gamer. I mean, he just puts his head down and goes to work, and I think we're going to see great things out of him. And also, for Oregon State, you mentioned Jonathan Smith being from down here. There's tons of Southern California players on this team, including Jamar Jefferson, went to Narbonne, among many others. So this is huge for Oregon State. They're coming back down. They're coming home. A lot of players going to be back down, going to see their families, and it's also going to be big for recruiting for the Beavers, too. You know you're going to get an awesome game out of Oregon State, and UCLA needs to rise to the occasion.
And while Oregon State has struggled recently, 2-10 last year, they're 1-3. I look at their 1-3 record, and Nick, you pointed this out, two of their losses by 3 points. That record is deceiving, and you can't overlook this team. They are on the cusp of turning things around, which is why I think they mimic UCLA a lot, because like Wayne and you have mentioned, we're so close to turning things around here, and as Jalen Irwin said, so close meaning just fitting better in a block and the little tweaks and making those catches and not dropping the football, and that might be the difference in this game.
Yeah, don't let that 1-3 record of Oregon State fool you. They're, you know, a quarter or two, some plays away from being 3-1. You know, they've lost two games by just 3 points, have a very good offense. Their defense is starting to piece things together. It's going to be a tough test for UCLA.
Only one turnover on the season for Oregon State. That is outstanding. For producer David Kahn, executive producer Damon Dukakis, general manager Paul Engel, all-around great guy Ryan Reinecke, engineer Craig Robbins, the UCLA Athletics Communications staff, Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I am Brian Fenley, saying goodnight from Plataea. Be at the ball game on Saturday, 6 p.m., when we take down Oregon State and get that next win in Pac-12 play. We will see you at the Rose Bowl.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.